actually the life on the sugar plantations, the things that Muslims had to undergo in order to survive. It used education, and I used one school, the Muslim Education Trust College, to show how the Muslims developed in terms of establishing a school and run a school. Actually, the right now in Ghana, there are other schools that have Muslims' names, like Isa in Georgetown. So the book looks at all the different aspects of the lives of Muslims in Guyana and how they struggled to survive. It deals with indentureship, you know, how the Muslims were looked at, how they were treated as heathens and pagans. They didn't have a religion, no culture. And the Christians were bent on making them, converting them to Christianity. One of the incidents I used was that in 1927, a man drowned in the Mahito Creek. And of all the places that they chose to do the postmortem was in the Masjid at Vereeniging. So they took the dead body and performed the postmortem in the Masjid in 1927. Of course, that sparked off a lot of reactions from the Muslims. And that was a time when they had no representations by no one. They were just people that was a couple of years, 10 years after the end of indentureship. So the book takes into consideration all these things that happened to the Muslims. They at one time in our history, you know, politics was a dominant thing. It overruled even religious laws, because the Muslims were really struggling for survival, and they were not really involved in politics, like you were mentioning about the Indian celebration. They were not involved. You got to remember at that time only a small percentage in indentureship time, about 3 or 4% of the Muslims were educated or had a form of education, read and write, whether it's English or it's an Indian language. So that's what the
okay.
Deals with.
Okay, so because you would have done, you say, over 40 years, you lived in Guyana, you were an educator. Let me just ask you, my one question I would like to know, from your recollection, from your research, which was the first masjid established in Guyana?
That's a question I answered in three letters. From all the research I did, along with another one, my friend Raymond Chicory, we come to the conclusion that the masjid now recognized as the first masjid in Guyana is what Donald Trump would describe as fake news.
Mm-hmm.
The masjid in Philadelphia was not the first masjid built in Guyana. That masjid, or whoever was responsible, made the claim that that was the first masjid built in Guyana and South America. That is not true. Now, they said the masjid was built in 1860. Now, the masjid could not have been built in 1860 by Chan Khan, because Chan Khan arrived in Guyana in 1866 at age 15. It could not have been the first masjid built in South America, because the Muslims in Brazil, they built masjid long before 1838, before the arrival of Muslims in Guyana. In fact, they were there nearly 200 years before. That is the Muslims from West Africa. So all the facts show that the first masjid built in Guyana, or rather the first masjid established, or the land given to the masjid for the building of a masjid, was in 79 village, Bobis, just before you reach Skelton Estate. And that masjid was removed and built in 78 village and recognized in 1963 by Jenny Jagan, Janet Jagan, Forbes Burnham, the governor, and so many other people as the first masjid built in Guyana. I'm convinced that that was the first masjid built in Guyana. The one in Philadelphia, those who said it was the first masjid never produced anything, no document. Even the man who was advising them from the University of Guyana, he never wrote his research. There's nothing in his library that indicates that the research was done. And I've asked CIOG, GIT, HIFAS, Anjuman, everybody, produce the proof that Philadelphia Masjid was the first masjid built in Ghana. Nobody could do that.
Okay, next question. I wanted to ask, how many masjid stands in Guyana currently? Organized Jamaat, registered masjid.
Yes, recognized as masjid. In 1979, the number we counted in 1979 was 110. And it was developing at the rate of one masjid per year. So right now, the count seems to be around 160 masjids in Guyana.
And
The thing is this, while the number of Muslims have reduced by nearly 10,000, the number of masjids have increased by 50.
Okay, so one of the things I remember that there was a campaign on to save the Queenstown Masjid or refurbish it. Give us a little background, a little history about that masjid, if you could.
The Masjid Queenstown was originally built in 1895. It was built in 1895. In 1995, Ayub Ahmed, a very good guy, I insisted that they observe the centenary of the masjid. So in 1995, the masjid observed its centenary. The masjid was built originally by Afghan Muslims. They dominated the masjid. And they didn't get along with the East Indians, that is the Indian immigrants, the Indian Muslims in Queenstown. And one guy was using the masjid compound as a stable. So the Muslims left, the Guyanese Muslims left, and they went to another place to perform their salah. In the 1930s, they came back, and they went to court and got a court order giving them possession of the masjid and the land. And that was headed by H.B. Gajraj and his son, R.B. Gajraj. And so they developed the masjid, they expanded it. Queenstown Masjid is in Church Street. So when the first talking about knocking it down and building a new one, there was a public appeal to for the masjid to retain its even Peter Homan, in his book about history of Muslim of Indians in Guyana, spoke highly of the masjid, its three domes, its structure. It is recognized by everyone in Guyana as a landmark. And later on, when they were thinking about that in the late 1990s, people were saying, no, don't break it down. Renovate it. Keep the style and everything else. But needs of people and everything else, they knocked it down and they built the concrete structure that is there with proper facilities and everything else.
In that
the masjid...
Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
I was saying, in that video that I saw with you making a presentation, what intrigued me was that you were able to call names and families and individuals and financiers, and you touched on a lot of mosques and giving a little background of the Jamaat and how it was formed. I find that to be so refreshing, and we need to pay homage to those pioneers who left and laid the groundwork for what we would now see as a landscape in Guyana. In Toronto here, I have been advocating for not only the mosque but the temples to write the history of the development and growth of the masjid. And it's a young one. We have people here who have that. But when you look at, in fact, one fellow from the Sunnatul Jamaat in Scarborough told me, mind my own business. No, I don't see how that is not my business. It was a suggestion. And the reason I say that is that we as Caribbean, East Indian or Caribbean Muslims are small numbers. And eventually, for certain, it will be taken over by others than the Caribbean Muslims, because our numbers would dwindle. We are not attending the masjid as often. We are not bringing in as much Muslims from the Caribbean to attend these masjids, and they're moving out to the outskirts and stuff like that. So for sure it will be taken over by other Muslim, maybe from Pakistan or wherever. And I feel that the work that was done by those people who give their little money, who did a little bake sale, who mix a concrete, that needs to be documented somewhere. And as a result, when we have a new board go in, they would be biased to the old or the original board, because they mightn't like the president or they wouldn't like an individual. So I wanted to see that while there are many people who listen to this program, hearing what you're saying, for example, they could object to what you just said or what you're saying, and of course you could have a correction or dialogue and explain. So before the population dwindles and nobody is there to confirm or correct, I would ask that those listening to speak up and get that history written. Look at Imam Yusuf, that masjid. I mean, he has started off not one but a couple masjid, and you know what happened, those of you who know the history. But again, Masjid Ul-Ansar need to be recognized, and something needs to be written. The Tariq Islamic Center, the IMO, I was talking to Brother Omar and he was giving me the story how it started. Five people came together, chip in, and went and see a Jewish man, because it was a grocery store or a warehouse or something, and he got boxes, and they started putting the cardboard boxes on the floor to start their first Tarawih there. So all these things we need to know, and not only the few who would ask. So this work this brother has done is really amazing, and we need to get it duplicated. Again, I'm in conversation with Brother Amral Khan, the author of the book that is available on Amazon in free format. It's 492 pages. You can get it on Amazon, Kindle, and soft cover or hardcover. Brother, the will to survive, the history of Muslims in Guyana. What else, that apart from the politics, the economics, the struggle, what are some of the things you'd like to highlight so that we can discuss it to encourage people to get an in-depth version when they get the book? What are some of the things you'd like to touch on?
It brings out, the book brings out what the Muslims did to survive. How did they transmit Islamic knowledge from one generation to the next? Why is it that they lost their language, Urdu, which is the religious knowledge of the Muslims apart from Arabic? How come that the knowledge among Muslims in Guyana really deteriorated, really sank down, almost in the 1960s. Very few people could read Urdu, and in the 1960s, all the information about Islamic theology, whether it is Zakat, whether it's Nikah, whether it's Qurbani, whether it's Tarawih, whether it's Ramadan, these information were written in Urdu. And only people who had access to the book were the people who were knowledgeable or who were Urdu literate. It speaks about that. It tries to show what the Muslims really did to survive. How these masjids came into existence. What were the roles of the imams? They were amir, but then after it introduced the democratic inverted commas system, many of the duties that they performed were now taken over by the executive, the president, the secretary, the treasurer.
Yeah, well, we have seen
how we are going.
Yeah, and I see where that has dwindled down. It's a struggle, a power struggle, in my opinion. Do you find it that the story is similar to other Caribbean islands?
Yes, it's very similar. And look, the migration from India to the Caribbean, that's one movement. And then they came in Guyana, Suriname, and Trinidad. It's almost identical in terms of in the colonial period, in the indentureship period, and then in the colonial period. And then now it's so similar. And then you look at New York and you look at Canada, there are many similarities.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the weddings, the changes, traditions, customs. It is the same. You look at what you just said, the population of the Muslims. The Muslims in New York City is about 15,000 in comparison to Pakistani, Bengali, and the Arabs. They're a very small percentage. And right now, they're not growing enough to occupy the masjid that they built, the huge masjid that they built. The Bengali, the other people are moving in. You go into masjid in Canada. You look around for Guyanese, you see very few. You see a lot of Arabs, you see Somalis, and Pakistani, you see other people, because our number in Toronto is much smaller than the number in New York. And already in New York, the number of Guyanese in comparison to other Muslims is very small.
I want to say thank you very much. We're running out of time here, but again, I just want to remind people where they can get the book. Where in Guyana are you originally hailed from?
I'm from where the president is from, Lenora.
Okay.
It's called the Mirar. The president is from Lenora.
All right. And again, the book can be had at Amazon. Please.
Amazon.com.
And the title, it's entitled "The Will to Survive: History of the Muslims in Guyana." Anybody in Toronto here, any masjid might be carrying the book? Locally?
I'm now meeting with the masjid in Toronto. I met with Imdad al-Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I met with Ayamun. I hope I can meet the rest of the brothers. And, I explained to them and they showed interest in purchasing the book. That is up to them in purchasing the book.
What's the cost?
The main objective of producing this book, that if they did not, it is there, it is done. 20 years from now, 30 years from now, it will be available for people to read and know exactly what happened between 1930 and 2000.
And what's the cost of the book on Amazon.com?
It's American, $25. You convert that to Canadian, that would be around 35, maybe.
Okay.
I am not too sure of the exchange.
Well, I want to thank you very much again, Amral Khan. His new book, The History of Guyana Muslim, The Will to Survive, The History of Guyana Muslims, The Struggle, and everything else. So get your copy. You can pick it up on Amazon.com. And there are three formats, Kindle, softcover, and hardcover. It's a 492-page read. Are there pictures, illustrations in the book also?
Yes, they are in the book. Inside you have some illustrations of people that, like Chan Khan, I think, Ayub Khan, and a few other people. There are that inside. And pictures of masjids too.
Anything you'd like to add in closing?
It's worth reading. Maybe those who are the older generation might not read it, but they should encourage the younger folks, those in their 20s and 30s, they're the reading public. They should read it. The information is very valuable. I'll give you one. Way back in the 80s, I remember the names of the people. We were sitting down talking. Is it possible that one day Ghana will have somebody who is a Muslim and who is a president? It was almost impossible at that time to think that it is possible. But now we have a president. Also, in the 1950s and 60s and 70s, our knowledge of Islam wasn't much. And then there is one chapter everybody should read, how the changes took place in Guyana, that we could recite Quran properly. We have access to books. We know about Islam. And there was a revolution among the Muslims, to know more about Islam and to be practicing Muslim, and for the women to wear the khimar and for the women to be dressed properly. Those are main features in the book. And from Guyana, we have, you know, a lot of people who even came to North America and the Caribbean included. They started to be dressed, women especially. Men began to grow beard and dress according to the Islamic law.
I want to thank you, brother. We're running out of time again. It's a pleasure having you on. Allow me to say congratulations and thanks for your years of work. And it was a pleasure having you on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Richard. Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Bye-bye. Assalamu alaikum. This is Radio Shabnam. As we continue, I know we went a little bit over. So it's been 10 minutes into it, but he called a little bit late and there was so much I wanted to find out. I hope you find it interesting and encourage you to pick up a copy.
Yeah. अपने बिछाए अब तो मेरा दिल जागे न सोता है क्या करूं हाय
As we say hello to our friends at the Park and Shipping and Money Transfer. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, both locations, Brampton and Ajax. Authentic Sunni cuisine. Welcome.
Visit leparkan.com.
It's a great time to share and save at Global Wireless Solutions, a Rogers authorized dealer. Now you can pay any of your Rogers home service and get a 5G Plus plan for only $55 per month. Plus, add a third line for as low as $40 per month. Call 905-794-3656 or visit us at 4520 Ebenezer Road in Brampton, where you can get many more in-store offers on Rogers products and services. We got you. Rogers.
Well, to Pam and Derek Silochan, we say hello. Hope you're having a good weekend. And, of course, Alex and the rest listening, hope you're enjoying the program. Well, we want to take some time now again to remember the late Ballard Shah. You see, the late Ballard Shah was a very prominent businessman, West Bank Demerara. Ballard Shah was the father of Terry and Terry Shah. And, you know, Terry is one of those, you know, he's enjoying a pre-retirement, I would like to call it. He's, I believe tomorrow he's flying out to go somewhere. He's spending time with his grandkids, enjoying life. But you always take time to slow down and remember. Today we join with him in remembering his late father, the leader of the clan, a man who have taught him and instilled so many great values, as he exhibited them today and in and among the community here in Canada. Also his brother, Roy Shah. His dad passed 5 years ago, and Roy just last year, his Shraddh actually is next Sunday. We'd like to dedicate the Hanuman Chalisa in their loving memory. This is Shabnam Radio, and again, in loving memory of the late Ballard Shah and his son, Roy Shah, father and brother of our dear friend Terry Shah.
Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukur Sudhari Baranau Raghubar Bimal Jasu Jodayak Phal Chari बुद्धिहीन तनु जानी के सुमिरो पवन कुमार बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि हरहु कलेश विकार जय हनुमान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपीश तिहु लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत नामा बार हाथ वज्र ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मुंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजग बंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रतिया राम लखन सीता मन बतिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरि सिहि दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर सहारे रामचंद्र के काज सवारे लाए सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हरषि उर लाए रघुपति की बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहस बदन तुम्हारो जत गावे अस कही श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित सहिता जम कुबेर दिगपाल जाते कभी को विद कही सके काते तुम उपकार सुग्री वही कीना राम मिलाए राज पद दीना तुम्हरो मंत्र विभीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना जुग सहस्त्र जो जन पर भानु लियो ताही मधुर फल जानू प्रभु मुद्रिका मेली मुख माही जलधिलांग गए अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत के देते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हारे देते राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे होत ना क्या बिनु पैसारे सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी करना तुम रक्षक काहू को धरना आपन तेज समारो आपे तीनों लोक हाँकते कांपे भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं आवे महावीर जब नाम सुना है ना से रोग हरे सब पीरा जब तुम निरंतर हनुमत वीरा संकट से हनुमान छुड़ावे मन सम वचन ध्यान जोड़ावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है प्रसिद्ध जगत उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवा कष्ट से भी नौ निधि के दाता हस भर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के दाता तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंत काल रघुबर पुर जाई जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई और देवता चित्त न धरई हनुमत से सर्व सुख करई संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा जो सुमिरे हनुमत बल बीरा जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करहु गुरुदेव की नाई जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई छूट ही बंदी महा सुख होई जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होय सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा की जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा की जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा
पवन
That was the Hanuman Chalisa, taken time to remember the father of our brother Terry Shah, the late Balaj Shah, and of course his brother Roy Shah, who his dad passed away 5 years ago, and Roy just last year. In fact, his shraddh would be next Sunday. Thank you again for Terry for making it possible so we could share the Hanuman Chalisa. I want to also say thank you to Derry and Devika. They took sponsorship package for this Navratri time, Prithvi Paksh time, and I want to say thank you for that. Well, we continue, you know, those interviews when we do them, I just want to let you know, they have no charge. We do them to bring the information, and yes, sometimes it would go a little bit over, it's by no means our intention, but sometimes we need to get the information out, and I hope, and thank you for those of you who call and shared how much you enjoyed it. We continue here in the program. This morning we were able to feature children of Mastana Bahara, hour and a half of that. I hope you enjoyed it. We again will be back on the air next week, but we thought we would share that with you. As a result, I wasn't feeling up to it. I'm still fighting a cold and a cough, and boy, it's trouble. Those of you who have been along with the flu, I don't know what it is, your throat hurt, I can't swallow, but it's getting better. So hopefully next weekend we will be back on, just for those of you who've been asking. Well, now we wanted to share next item here. As we remember, Devika's mum and dad, Elsie and Sunny Ram Gobind, her sister-in-law, Lisa Ram Gobind, a cousin, Tuta, Jayo, Sunita, Rakesh, Sheldon, and Uncle Hamid of New York. Derry's mom, Sukdeya, dad, Lalta Sukdev. Derry brothers, Dick, Sam, Ramnarayan Sukdev, and brother-in-law, Sammy Chimfire. Sammy Chimfire, those of you who remember, we had a hardware. I met him once, but we had so many programs that he did on U97, Hot Like Pepper. He was truly a caretaker of the culture. He did so much for the classical music industry and tried to keep it alive. In fact, his children still continue supporting that genre of music. So we'd like to share this next item in their loving memory and with our thanks to Derry and Davika for being part of this special. These girls, when they visit, they always spend time with their Uncle Derry and Auntie Davika. Here is Caitlin and Rahmat Sultan. Suna Suna Lagi.
Sunna sunna laagi, dil jaga. दीवानी राधा रानी भर नैनन में पानी के पीरी न जाने
कैसे कटेगी तुम बिन खाकी जीवन की अब शाम लेगी सुना सुना राजी धीरज का
अगेन इन लविंग मेमोरी ऑफ देविका'स मॉम एंड डैड एलसी एंड सनी राघोबिन Sister-in-law Lisa Raghubin, cousins Tota, Jayo, Sulita, Rakesh, Sheldon, and Uncle Hamid Hassan of New York. Derry's mom, Sukhdeva, dad, Lalta Sukhdev, Derry's brothers, Dick, Sam, Ramnarayan, Sukhdev, and brother-in-law, Sammy Chimfayo. Well, we have another item lined up. I'd like to send this out. And welcome indeed, we understand that, Alan and his wife, Twinkly, is in town. One is to welcome indeed, just coming in from Trinidad this morning. Welcome and welcome to Shabnam Radio. Well, I just have to tell Devika, turn up the volume as we enjoy this beautiful, and this is one of my all-time favorite, Hari Om Sharan Bhajan.
बेगी हरो हनुमान महाप्रभु जो कछु संग
We are continuing to remember our ancestors and those who have left us on Radio Shabnam. Special dedication to the families of Derry and
Devika. जय 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 हनुमान गुसाई कृपा करो महाराज जय 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 हनुमान गुसाई कृपा करो महाराज
जय 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 हनुमान गुसाई कृपा करो महाराज
जय 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 हनुमान गुसाई कृपा करो महाराज
तन में तुम्हारे शक्ति विराजे मन भक्ति से धीना तन में तुम्हारे शक्ति विराजे मन भक्ति से धीना जो जन तुम्हारी शरण में आए जो जन तुम्हारी शरण में आए दुख दर्द हर लीना हनुमत दुख दर्द हर लीना महावीर प्रभु हम दुखियन के महावीर प्रभु हम दुखियन के तुम हो गरीब निवाज हनुमत तुम हो गरीब निवाज हनुमत
जय 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 हनुमान गुसाई कृपा करो महाराज
जय 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 हनुमान गुसाई कृपा करो महाराज। राम लखन वै देहि तुम पर सदा रहे हर्षाय। राम लखन वै देहि तुम पर सदा रहे हर्षाय। हृदय पीर के सारे जग को, हृदय पीर के सारे जग को राम सिया दर्शाए। हनुमत राम सिया दर्शाए। दो कर जोड़ परज हनुमंता, दो कर जोड़ परज हनुमंता, कहियो प्रभु से आज हनुमत, कहियो प्रभु से आज हनुमत।
जय 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 हनुमान साई, कृपा करो महाराज।
जय 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 हनुमान साई, कृपा करो महाराज।
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I know Navi was enjoying it, and I just wanted to share another selection. You know, I was trying to remember, and I asked you for forgiveness earlier, some of the names. I went through some of the names like Mrs. Samaru, Auntie Miney and Finey, and all those others, Terry Ragunan and Mrs. Samaru, Sheikh Farooq. But I also would be remiss if I didn't mention a gentleman by the name of Mr. Hardeen, also known as Phantom. You know, I didn't know that's Terry Scudder's father-in-law, and I never knew that he passed until I met Terry at a concert, and his wife was telling me. If I had to play a song, he would say, "Don't worry, Richard, don't worry with that man. Play something for the lady." So listen, I wanted to remember him today and share this next selection with you. And to his beautiful family, hope you're listening, Mom, and hope you enjoy this election as we remember fun days of all those people we are remembering today. And this one is done by one of our very own here in Toronto, originally from Guyana. CD entitled Mandolin Serenade Volume 1, done by the boss himself, David Singh. And we also want to remember the legendary broadcaster Imzan Hussain, late Imzan Hussain, and of course his buddy Ken Singh of Brightstar Promotion. Brightstar Promotion and Ken Singh, you'd always remember he used to have some of the biggest Caribbean shows. And of course, Imzan Hussain, who could forget him? He worked with us here on the radio for some time, a gentleman indeed, a unique voice, a brilliant and talented broadcaster. A recipient of one of the first MCC awards presented by Shabnam Radio. Hey, don't forget we'll be on ShabnamRadio.com. Jump over, stay with us as we continue here. Devika and company, thank you again. Also, we want to say, in memory of the late Shankar Maharaj Pandit Joe, son. Pandit Joe of Lantong area, you remember him? His son Joe passed away again too soon. Remember him indeed. The late Shankar Maharaj, Pandit Joe's son. I want to say namaskar and welcome to Pandit Joe and his family.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਟਰੱਕਿੰਗ ਵਾਲੇ ਵੀਰੋ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਣੋ ਟਰੱਕ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਚਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਮੈਨੂਅਲ ਜਾਂ ਆਟੋਮੈਟਿਕ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਚੇਤੇ ਆਹੀ ਨਾ ਰੱਖਿਓ ਟਰੱਕ ਦੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਲਈ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਲਓ ਜੀ ਤੀਜੀ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਖੋਲਤੀ ਆ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਫਰੋਮ ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਇਨ ਨਾਪਨੀ ਆਹੋ ਜੀ ਕੋਈ ਅਪਾਇੰਟਮੈਂਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਡਰਾਈਵ ਥਰੂ ਫੈਸਿਲਿਟੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਫਰੋਮ ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਇਨ ਨਾਪਨੀ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਦ ਵਨ ਸਟਾਪ ਸ਼ਾਪ 519-622-0660 ਜਾਂ quicktrucklube.com QTL ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਵੀ ਕੇਅਰ
अपनी कम्युनिटी का सब तो बड़ा बढ़िया क्वालिटी वाला ते सब तो पुराना सोडी फर्नीचर हर घर दी पहचान बन चुकी है
ओ फिर बने भी क्यों ना क्योंकि बेडरूम सेट सोफा सेट मैट्रेसेस डाइनिंग टेबल डेकोरेटिव आइटम्स गल कीजिए सारे घर दा फर्नीचर बढ़िया क्वालिटी ते डिस्काउंटेड प्राइस ते मिल जांदा सोडी फर्नीचर तो 3 साल ले नो ब्याज
142 कैनेडी रोड ब्रैम्पटन 9058747171
ट्रक ड्राइवर भाइयों अब यूएस और कनाडा में अनलिमिटेड डाटा वीवो टेलीकम्युनिकेशंस के साथ फुल स्पीड नो रुकावट सफर बिजनेस का हो या शौक का वर्ल्ड वाइड ई सिम डाटा प्लान के साथ इंटरनेट हमेशा रेडी ट्रैवल कर रहे हो इंडिया पाकिस्तान या हज या उमरे के लिए वीवो टेली के साथ हमेशा रहो ऑनलाइन दूर दराज इलाका कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं घर हो या केबिन वीवो टेल की हाई स्पीड इंटरनेट चलती है दुनिया के किसी भी कोने में विजिट करें vivotel.com या कॉल करें 416-243-9836 416-243-9836 कनेक्शन आपका दुनिया के साथ
मेरी पूरे साल की सेविंग $400 हुई है
मेरी सेविंग $350
मेरी सेविंग सिर्फ $100
और मेरी सेविंग सबसे ज्यादा हुई है मैंने सेव किए हैं $1,775
क्या चमत्कार किया मुझे भी गुर सिखाओ ना
कोई बात सादा सी है हमारे पास 2 गाड़ियां और 1 घर है और इन सब की इंश्योरेंस मिलाकर मैंने जबरदस्त सेविंग की है और ये जादू किया है ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह ने आप भी अपनी गाड़ी और घर की इंश्योरेंस में खूब सेविंग कर सकते हैं टर्म एंड कंडीशन अप्लाई ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह 6472903773
ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਰਸਨਲ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਵਰਕਰ ਕਿਉਂ ਬਣਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ ਦੂਜਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਦਲਾਵ ਲਿਆਉਣ ਲਈ ਸਿਰਫ 5 ਮਹੀਨਿਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਣਾ ਸਰਟੀਫਿਕੇਟ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰੋ ਅਤੇ ਦੇਖਭਾਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਣਾ ਕਰੀਅਰ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰੋ